Now to your comments about last Friday's program.
The story that brought in the most mail was our interview with dream expert Kelly Bulkley about how often people have anxiety dreams about school and graduation.
Just like other rites of passages in other cultures, graduations have aspects of an ordeal, of a trial by fire. So I think it makes sense in that regard that we continue to have dreams about that kind of experience throughout our lives.
Well, that brought sympathetic mail from apparently sleepless listeners.
For years, whenever I'm feeling overly stressed, I have my school dream, writes Lauren Arnfield of Elizabethton, Tennessee. Happily walking across campus, I pull out my worn class schedule and realize I've not been attending a math class all semester, and then the awful truth hits. I'm scheduled for a final in just a few minutes and don't even know where the building is. Yikes.
And apparently dreams about school don't only arise from the experience of being a student. Stephen Hirschkorn teaches at Rutgers University in New Jersey.
I have dreams about failing to show up to classes that I'm supposed to be teaching, he writes. I also have dreams of an impending class and knowing that I'm completely unprepared to teach a lecture.
And finally, Ruth Swanson of Washington, D.C. wrote us to share her solution. I started a new evening ritual that included silent time to remind myself that I had graduated. She continues, it worked. I haven't had one since. Unfortunately, they've been replaced with other, more upsetting dreams involving work, pets, or family.
Well, whether we put you to sleep or keep you up at night, we'd like to know what you think about our show. You can go to npr.org/contact.